Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
When are you going to get a heart?
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Something's going to happen today.
Oh, but I don't positive.
I can feel it. Well, I don't know.
Between us?
Well, it's like Neil Young. It's like Neil Young once. What?
Yeah, yeah. You wanted me to poke you, so I said mouth. I know that gets you mad. Hey,
yeah, it's like Neil Young says.
You don't start a show saying something about to pop off.
I think
like
something
picking up my wife, and she's like, "Oh, we're gonna get into it." Well, let's do it now.
No, it's like the Neil Young song.
The Neil Young song.
I know that things are gonna change, but I can't say bad or good. Look out for my love. You ever hear that song?
No, I hadn't. Good song. I think it sounds a little different.
It does.
Talk to me.
Go ahead. Tell the audience what you came like in and fuego.
No, stop. I feel like you're mad at something in your life.
No.
You don't know how to handle it, so you're taking it out on a lot of people.
No, I'm not mad. I'm anxious about my dog.
Okay.
I'm anxious about my dog.
Bring her in.
I can't.
They wouldn't. No, seriously, they wouldn't allow it. Would Odyssey say, get that.
The dog itself would just be too much of a menace in here.
Gotcha. Hey, I'm going to get to it, but let me just set the stage.
Okay.
I want to apologize to everybody on YouTube that's looking at me.
I thought you...
Today is Ugly Shirt Day by Goo. This is old school. It's mustard. I just left the restroom, looked at myself, and said, that is a ugly color, Goo. So apologies to the YouTube chat. Your boy's wearing an ugly color shirt.
Oh, I thought you were...
Just admit it.
I don't mind it.
The color's ugly. Mustard, Steiny. Damn!
I thought you were going to apologize to me for yesterday.
What happened? We had a good show.
Yeah. You hung me out to dry.
That was you and Willard. Off. When you and Willard started doing it,
I
just... Rocky Balboa and Apollo Creed. Dibs and I just take a playoff, buddy.
Well, you guys, you all... Yeah, just all I ask once in a while is to discuss our home teams like we discuss every other
team.
And
that's how we test the beauty of us.
No. So let me get this straight.
Oh my God, you're picking up right now.
Hey, let me just get this straight, and then I'll go away.
God, I love
you. I'll go away. So Nick Sirianni.
Oh boy,
he's a joke. He's a joke. He's a clown.
Italian Philly coach.
He's a fraud.
Right.
Okay, what else? A grandstander? Doesn't take accountability? He's a joke. Huh. He's off to a better start in Philly than Kyle was in San Francisco.
And I think that's where you're missing the boat.
It was our prerogative. 1-0 against Kyle in the postseason.
You're right. But for you to continue it and add the boss, I don't know if you did that on purpose on the thread. I'm like, I just talked radio with that dude for 4 hours. I'm done, bud. Because you know when I'm done with just that, I need that cooling off period. But you kept going.
Yeah.
But the facts are the facts.
That's
right.
That's right.
But it was a personal how we were looking, how we perceived.
Because you guys hate Philly.
Sirianni.
I
don't hate Philly.
No, I get it.
Dr. J.
That's fine.
Yeah. Bobby Cunningham.
What were you all fired up about today? Podcasts.
Oh, yeah, just athletes and podcasts. I was listening to the roast. They had a good show. But I don't know if you caught, we got the sound, Ayuk and Debo on a podcast. It was their first one. And, Steiny, are you cool with athletes talking as much as they're talking nowadays? Draymond's doing it. Micah Parsons. And Bonte killed me. Said, damn, Goo, you sound like Shut Up and Dribble.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just... if my athletes, the athletes talk about your performance or the latest. Don't get on here and go Johnny Carson when you're on the IR or you're out a couple games. Let's talk about the said injury. Let's talk about the rat on the table. I guess that's what I want my athletes to talk about when discussing ball. Matt Barnes and Stack, they're retired. George T, who does a good podcast, they're retired. So it's different. But when Draymond and the guys that are still in the game are yapping, I'm not saying don't do it, but I don't know, Stoney. Man, I'm just getting older, man.
So you don't like all the podcasts with current players? Is it?
Let's boil it down. I'm not saying that. It's the subject matter. Talk about the said game. Talk about the injury. Micah, you had two pressures. You got dominated. Talk about that, Jack.
Okay, well, Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk were on the Cleats and Convos podcast by Bleacher Report.
Cleats and Convos.
And listen to what Deebo Samuel had to say.
So it sounds like you guys are pretty convinced that as long as everybody shows up, there's no doubt that you guys feel like it can be your year.
Kind of like what he said, like, my eyes, like, we've been on the best team in the league for a while.
What are we doing?
Well,
like,
no,
that is exactly what you're talking about. I got to believe,
well,
Deebo Samuel saying, we've been the best team in football for 5 years. I got to believe that's what gets you, that's what boil in your blood.
No. Because he's telling the truth. The bottom line, what I wanted to hear is Deebo talk about what's keeping him out for two games.
What's it? Calf?
No. Let's keep talking about that. And what had you come out the Packer playoff game? And do you think injuries? You know, I heard Guru Willard and Stoney talk about you yesterday, and they were arguing about, are you injury prone? Evan, excuse me. And I guess it's just that's what I want to hear more about. What's going on right now in regard to availability? Why you're hurt?
Next two games.
You stressing? You signed the bag? You in shape? That's what I want to hear about. But it's just me.
What does it matter if Deebo Samuel thinks they're the best team in football over
that
the last 5 years?
That didn't piss me off. I just told you
they're not.
Well, they're one of them.
Sure, they're one of them.
Yeah.
Like, if I thought that was going to get you a little bit annoyed.
Oh, no. Obviously, he was asked a question.
A guy who hasn't broken through and a franchise that hasn't broken through saying, oh, yeah, we've been the best team in football.
No, that goes up.
You like that?
It's not about I like. I don't. Talk to me about you being hurt.
I don't like that.
That's what I want to talk about. Deebo was hurt for two games.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about what. Hey. I'm not. I'm falling for it. See,
I'm not even mad about it.
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking to Deebo. Remember how I said the Niners should have won those two Super Bowls? He feels that way, too, by declaring he feels like they've been the best team. So I get that. I just don't want to hear about it after week three, after week two, especially coming off an L. And Ayuk, if you open up your
podcast only after wins.
No, just I guess I only want the podcast to be the post game. Back in the day, your play was the podcast. Your play was the podcast. And when you got mic game or mic time, it was the post game presser.
I don't know how much he okay, let's talk about the injury. Yeah, I got hurt on that last play, and I'm probably going to miss 2 weeks.
Well, let's talk about your Carfax report. Like, you know what? This seems to be happening. Everybody was talking about you were in the greatest shape coming into camp, and now you're going to be out for, we hope, 2 weeks, Donnie. So that's all.
Doesn't anybody put together that Deebo Samuel runs harder than anybody else in football, so maybe that's why he's got to miss a few games a year?
Does he run any harder than McCaffrey?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I think he does.
I don't.
I think he puts himself in harm's way more than a lot of players. I mean, he runs hard.
It's a collision sport.
Exactly.
That he does.
Exactly. And he seeks out contact. So, anyway, what else is bothering you about these podcasts?
No, that was just it. Like, when is enough enough? When is...
But, you kind of made my point.
Yeah.
So, Deebo, we're the best team in football over the last 5 years.
He feels
that. We like that. Let me tell you something. If Jalen Hurts said, yeah, we've been the best team in football, like, we would sit out here and say, what a clown. We just would. That's all.
Well, he's been to one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But the Niners have been to two
Okay.
since 19. And I you know, I kind of feel what Debo's saying because I'm a guy that steps back and says the Niners have left chicken up meat on the bone. And if you look at those two Super Bowls, Steiny, I feel like they could have won both. They didn't. So when Debo does say, I feel like we've been the best team, that's not egregious to me.
Well,
I was just talking about the whole entity that is every athlete now. It feels like current athlete has a podcast. And I hope I don't sound like a hater or the old man on the lawn, but it's just – you think it's helped Draymond Green and his profile?
Yes.
And Draymond's probably give a damn, Goo, if you like it or not. But sometimes we're like, dude, take a play off.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first one. I guess we're going to see those weekly with Debo Samuel on the Cleats and Convos podcast. But, you know, I'm just – I mean, we all know. If somebody on another team said what Debo said, we'd laugh at him. But – Debo says it, and it's, well, he might be right. We know this.
But Steiner, you're missing the point.
No.
His team has been to two Super Bowls in 5 years.
And the Eagles have been to one in the last
four straight NFC championship games. So they.
Okay.
Right. The Eagles haven't had that luxury.
Right.
They went to an NFC championship game.
But they haven't won it. Like, who would maintain? Like, okay, I'll just put it on the.
Yeah.
Who maintains are the best team in football over the last 5 years when you haven't won a Super Bowl? Like, that in and of itself is a joke.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I disagree, but the premise was his team has been closer than anybody. Not that that's a Super Bowl, Steiny.
And if I said that, everybody would say, yeah, Steiny, you just want to give participation trophies.
But Jalen Hurts wouldn't say that because he hadn't had as many visits as Debo and the
Niners.
Doesn't
matter about how many. They were every bit as close to winning a Super Bowl as the Niners a couple years ago. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to get into some coaches. We're going to get into more of this Debo Samuel sound. We're going to start turning the page on the Vikings. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Lucky California.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody make up a joke about Wilkes Booth. He's not in the booth anymore, but John Wilkes Booth killed Abraham Lincoln. There's got to be something there.
Are you a history buff?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Now, that's an 8 by Evan or Spadoni. Are you a history buff?
Can somebody explain this headline that I saw in The Athletic?
Yeah, I'm right here for you, bud.
Giants won a game last night. Congrats. Blake Snell sets important tone for Giants as pivotal road trip begins in Baltimore.
Blake Snell. That's a misprint.
Oh, my gosh.
Pivotal. Yeah. But there's some other stuff going on in Giant Land. We got the great Scott Osler at 12.
Good call.
He'll be joining us, the legend.
We'll
get into he say, she say. What's going on, Steiny?
Yeah. I didn't mean to get the text line all over you.
Well, they're calling me an egg roll. They say the color of my shirt looks like an egg roll. But what? I'm not even looking at it. I'm so focused and dedicated to you. What are they saying?
That's a wild take, Goo.
It's not wild. I'm not saying you can't do it. I just want to talk about what's happening now.
Okay.
I don't care about your top five rappers.
Wait a minute.
If you're hurt and you're doing a podcast, let's talk about the Carfax report. And Ayuk, if you ain't catching balls and you just ain't that deal and you doing the podcast, I want to hear about why. Are you stressing? That's what I want.
So
I'm from the land of real.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what. If after the game they went up to Brandon Ayuk after a loss,
that's different.
And he said, "I'm a little despondent. I don't want to talk." You'd say, "Be professional."
Nah.
And he could say, "Catch me on the podcast."
Well, they're starting to do that, but nah, I'm rooting for the guys. Bonte hit me in the.
What did he do?
He said, "I sound like I'm saying shut up." Not just to me, Chasky was kind of agreeing with me too. Like, I'm sounding like I'm saying shut up and dribble. Like, I don't want guys and gals to grow. I'm not saying that. It's like Micah
what
Parsons.
Okay, what are
when
you saying?
You have two pressures and you get dominated. Don't come on here talking about an episode of Three's Company. Talk about how your ass got dominated. That's what I want to hear.
I think a lot of people.
I'm just too real. I think I'm a tourist bull.
I think a lot of people like to hear about what's going on with these guys.
Even?
Yeah, I do.
And if we omit the right on the table, which is the game or bad performance or pressure, I guess that's what it is. And Ayuk, and I should know her name, Stani, the lovely. The young lady on the podcast with him, she asked a question, so that matters too, but I don't know, bud.
I just,
I'm not an old fogey.
Okay, let's hear it again. This is what Goo's talking about, the podcast, Cleats and Convos.
So it sounds like you guys are pretty convinced that as long as everybody shows up, there's no doubt that you guys feel like it can be your year.
Kind of like what he said, like, my eyes, like, I've been on the best team in the league for a while.
I am ready to go.
Just acknowledge
that if that were Josh Allen in Buffalo or Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
Or Dak
Prescott.
That would be fictitious.
Or Jalen Hurts. Everybody would laugh at them.
Because they have not
but
had
we're
the
not
winning that the
laughing.
Niners have. Because they've been because in four straight NFC championships
so we're the
and
best,
two Super Bowls.
So we're the best team because
no,
we got not, closest.
No, it's how he feels, though.
Right.
And if I'm that close to winning, just that's valid to
right.
me.
But just acknowledge
I'm trying to
that if you were
going.
In another city, you would laugh at that.
Does that other city have the same resume that the Niners have in the
close.
Last 5 years?
Close.
If it was, I would say that's valid, too.
Okay, last 2 years, the Eagles have the same resume as the 49ers. Last 2 years.
Well, no.
Been
last
the
year they crumbled. They were 10-1 and crumbled.
Okay, but they've been to a Super Bowl. They ousted the Niners
yes,
a couple years back.
And almost beat the Chiefs.
Right.
Okay. Give me the second visit
so
to the Super Bowl.
So because they've gotten closer, like it's okay.
No. And I guess I'm just four NFC championships and two Super Bowls. Four NFC championships, four straight years, and two Super Bowls in those four is closer. There's no other team that can say, hey, we got more except the Chiefs.
Right.
And that's
so
why
that's
when Debo
the,
or anybody on the Niners says something like that.
There's one answer to the
validated.
Question. The Chiefs are the best team in football the last 5 years. There is only one answer to that question. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
But we can't, again, Stani, this has nothing to do with the podcast. It's the answer to the question. But you can understand somebody in the Buffalo Bills, when they lost four in a row, they could say, even though they got their ass kicked, I felt like we should have had a Super Bowl, and one would understand. Like,
should have had a Super Bowl is different than saying we've been the best team in football for 5 years.
Yeah.
We can
that's
agree
all.
To disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, they might be one of the best teams in football the last 5 years. All I'm saying is we'd laugh at a guy in another city saying that.
Right. And I would laugh right with you like we are Cobb's Comedy Store. But if they hadn't been close, that's why we would laugh.
I got a question for Niner fans.
I don't think I'm giving Debo a pass because we're in the Bay. Hell no.
No, that's why.
He's backed it. They backed it up on the field.
They haven't. They haven't won a Super Bowl.
But how many have they been to in the last 5 years?
But the Chiefs have won three. Like, what are we doing?
But I didn't ask you about the Chiefs. I just said if the Niners played in two Super Bowls and four straight NFC Championship games, I think the answer to that would be
the Chiefs are the best team in football.
I didn't ask you
that. It's not hard to figure out.
And Debo wasn't.
That's all I'm saying, Goo. You're not the best team in football. And you know what? As long as I'm on a rant, maybe that's part of the problem. These guys think they're champions, and they haven't won a Super Bowl. Can somebody explain this to me? Because we do this cavalierly. I've heard it for years now. Let's talk about the Niners. Okay. Well, we got the best running back in football, Christian McCaffrey. We've got the best tight end in football, in George Kittle. Okay, if he's not the best, he's the second best. Oh, we've got the best left tackle in the history of the NFL.
Keep going.
We've got Brandon Ayuk now, a $30 million wide receiver, one of the top five in football. We've got Nick Bosa. He's the best defensive end in football. We've got Fred Warner. He's the best middle linebacker in football. Why haven't you won a Super Bowl then? That's my question.
And that's, I want to hug you. That's all. I guess, Steiny, at the end of the day, there's one man responsible for that. And it's Kyle Shanahan. Now okay. I feel like you see the light now of this team. They're loaded. Happy hour. Loaded. Both sides of the ball.
Allegedly, they're loaded.
So how would you answer the question on why are they not champions?
Because maybe they don't have, like, they have had more Pro Bowlers and all pros in the last 3 years than any other team.
Facts.
Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe the players aren't the best at their positions like we always say they are. It's a throwaway line, and we say it all the time.
But they're getting close to where it's not a throwaway line. If they were like the Eagles' resume, one Super Bowl visit and then kind of falling off, no, they're getting there.
Would you rather be the Eagles in the last 8 years or the Niners?
I got to go Eagles because they got
exactly.
The Super Bowl. And you know how much the chips mean to me. So if that's what you want to do, shut me up. I'll give it to you.
No, I'm not shutting you up. And I'm not, this is the thing.
You got to understand where Debo was coming from.
I do understand.
They've been dominant. He feels they're as good or better than the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He's
coming from a delusional point.
Damn, Steiny, that's strong when the game just in February in Las Vegas, shout out to the. Steiny, it went overtime. So you can understand a competitor, a warrior like Debo is, hey, Chiefs, you guys won, we lost. But for him to feel like, as he takes a shower, eats dinner some nights in the offseason, we might be better than the Chiefs, we let one get away. That's not delusional city. That's all.
It is, though, because you have, we can't sit here and praise almost making it when at the same time, it's all about winning a Super Bowl.
It is.
That's who the best team is. The team that wins the Super Bowl.
Facts.
So my question is this, and people think I'm a Shanahan apologist. My guy in Boston, where are you, J-Dog? You say, I think Kyle Shanahan's
stinks.
A great, I think he's a great coach, right? Okay. But maybe I have to come to terms with the fact that if they've had the best roster in football for the last 3 to 5 years, what's the problem? Why haven't they broken through? If I want to use the all or nothing argument,
no, it's
888-957-9570.
I don't have that answer, and that's why this year is so important, right? Because you keep telling me, or you guys keep telling me, things are going to change. The finances are going to change. That is the million-dollar question here in San Francisco, is why hasn't Kyle or his team won? And so, it sounds like you're finally you don't want to throw rocks at somebody bringing that up.
No, the conversation is, do they have the most talent in football? And if they do, then why haven't they broken through? If you want to talk about Kyle, we can talk about Kyle. But maybe when we just say offhanded, oh, they have the best roster in football, maybe we haven't really examined their roster and whether it is the best in football. Because if it is the best in football, then, okay, it's all on Shanahan. But wow, I don't believe that.
Wow.
Nick Bosa was not the best defensive end in football last year. But he was paid the best.
But his, whatever we want to call it, what he put out on the field was good enough.
Good enough?
Because they got to the bowl.
But he
still
didn't have a good year,
doubt about it.
Okay.
To his standards.
Right.
But cripple the team. They got and should have won the Super Bowl. He could have played better all season long. I'm giving you that. But they were the one seed,
okay,
and they were seconds away from winning the Super Bowl.
But they didn't. Here's what bothers me. We're giving the Niners credit for getting there. And we laugh at every other team that gets there and doesn't get it done. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
And real quick, a testament to this Niner roster in regard to Bosa. who didn't play up to his standard. I'm not caping, but what happened? They still were good enough other places to get to the Super Bowl in seconds or minutes or whatever you want to call it.
Okay, forget Bosa. Trent Williams wasn't good enough. Bosa wasn't good enough. Warner wasn't good enough. McCaffrey wasn't good enough. All these so-called superstars and the best players at their position, they're either not the best players at their position, they either don't have the best roster in football, and they're just going to keep scratching and clawing, or they do have the best roster in football, and then we've got to figure out why they haven't broken through. If they, in a way, if I really wanted to troll, I could be like, well, if they've been the best team in football for 5 years, why isn't Kyle Shanahan fired? Because he didn't get the most out of the most talented team in football. That's obviously, I think that's a stretch for me to say, and that would be kind of unfair.
There's some heat on him, not about his job. There are some people in the media, fans, everybody matters, right? But, Stani, the million-dollar question and the right on the table I think we're missing is, I never request sound, but I would like to hear the great Super Bowl champion Ron Gronk talk about the 49ers and why he feels like what he thinks of this roster that you talk about is loaded. And I hadn't thought of this, but this is a guy, a multiple champ, playing, and tell me what you think.
Rob Gronkowski.
That will definitely give us a test to see where Purdy is. I mean, you got Samuel going to be out. Christian McCaffrey's going to be out.
Who do they have this week?
But
let me look.
They got so many weapons. I don't know why they're not producing. Why are they not putting up points like the New Orleans Saints every single week, week in and week out? That's the problem with the 49ers last year as well, is that they dominated some games, and then some games they just didn't show up and they couldn't produce. They should be producing week in and week out, especially with coach, offensive-minded coach Kyle Shanahan, and then with all the weapons that they have. They need that it guy. I feel like they got a lot of weapons, but they just don't have like an it guy.
It guy.
I mean, I got to tell you, I think that's crazy. So Christian McCaffrey's not an it guy.
Well, have they won under McCaffrey?
Well, then nobody's an it guy.
Did he fumble in the Super Bowl? I'm just like, you asked a question before we played the Gronk sound. Then we play the Gronk sound, which kind of goes to what you're alluding to. They have not won. He's an it guy to me. But
who?
C-Mac. But just listen to you.
Well, maybe he was saying that they need one now.
That will definitely give us a test to see where Purdy is. I mean,
this is long.
You got Samuel going to be out. Christian McCaffrey's going to be out.
Who do they have this week? Let me look.
They got so many weapons. I don't know why they're not producing. Why are they not putting up points like the New Orleans Saints every single week, week in and week out? That's the problem with the 49ers last year as well, is that they dominated some games, and then some games they just didn't show up and they couldn't produce. They should be producing week in and week out, especially with coach, offensive-minded coach Kyle Shanahan, and then with all the weapons that they have. They need that it guy. I feel like they got a lot of weapons, but they just don't have like an it guy to turn it up. Yeah, Ayuk, I mean, he's a great guy, but look, he was holding out
George
the whole
Kittle?
Time. George Kittle, they're
four-time
great players.
All-pro?
But I'm talking,
what
you
do
need
mean?
An it guy, like an it guy. Edelman was an it guy.
Are you telling
like, the
me
guy
that
was,
Kittle's not an it guy?
He's an it guy, but like I'm talking like when it comes to crunch time, it's, hey, feed me that ball. I feel like, you know, they're great playmakers, and they all rely on the other one to make the play because there's so many great weapons. You know what I mean? When you have so many great players around you, you rely, oh, he's going to make the play. That guy's going to make the play. But when you don't have so many, like when it's just when Edelman was out there for
yeah, but Brady instance, made an
myself out there. It's give me that ball, give me the ball.
Edelman missed
we're
a lot of time, and you missed a lot of time.
Yes.
And Brady made it guys out of
yes,
Chris Hogan.
Because Brady was
out of
the it guy.
No disrespect to Hogan,
and
but
Hogan amazing. Was kind of an it guy too. He had that mentality of feed me the ball, I want it, I'm going to do whatever.
It's mentality,
whatever it
you
takes.
Think?
It's mentality, and I feel like Trent Williams has that mentality.
Yeah.
He will go out there and he tosses people around. That's what you want. He's doing it 24/7.
Are you calling out the grittiness of this team? What are you doing,
just
Rob?
That mentality. I mean, they should be dominating.
Man. But I mean, here's the way I heard it. It felt like he wasn't just saying they need an it guy now without McCaffrey and Debo. I felt like he was saying because they have it feels like he's saying they have so many weapons that they don't have like a go-to guy. or what he would call an it guy.
But we talk about it all day. It's McCaffrey first.
Tell Gronk.
Yeah, no, that's what I would tell him, and it's McCaffrey. So it starts and ends with him. So when he fumbles in the Super Bowl early, they didn't lose the game because of that fumble. It didn't help. But I would just tell Gronk, McCaffrey's the it guy. And if I'm paying somebody on the outside wearing jersey number 11, $30 million per year, 76 guaranteed, that's the it guy. Now, for Kittle, I would say cuss somebody out when they tell you to block on a big third down. I want them to throw to you. But that was interesting because it was coming off the heels of you saying, Goo, why haven't they got it done? Not he, but why haven't they got it done?
Let's go to Big Smoothie. Big Smoothie's in Oakland. What's going on, man?
I'm listening to you guys. First of all, good morning.
Hey.
But as I'm listening to you, you know, I understand why Debo says that, because in that locker room, they feel like, man, we're better than those guys. Mm. Now, that's a different standpoint from us talk radio potatoes or whatever you want to call us. We're just looking at Super Bowl. But sometimes you get beat by a team that you refuse to believe they're better. That's a kind of a good kind of a delusional mindset, right? You have to be somewhat delusional. I'm better than this guy. Something in that locker room makes them feel that way. Now, here's the thing. Look at it. I think it also speaks to what Goo was saying. It's really an indictment against Shanahan. He's a good coach, but we keep calling him a great coach, and he hasn't won it yet. Now, he had a lead in both Super Bowls. I remember the first Super Bowl against the Chiefs. I thought it was a wrap. You know, you got folks taking selfies in the end zone. You thought it was a wrap. Mm. They came back. You started to see that pattern from Atlanta. There are patterns. We just keep ignoring them. It's not to say Shanahan has a bad coach, but you cannot deny the patterns. Why is it that in big games, all of a sudden, like Goo says, he gets lemon booty? It's a fact. You can say it. You can say somebody fumbled, somebody did this. But how come there's such a conservative mindset when a big game comes and there's this field goal, field goal, field goal, and that's not going to get it done ever? So I believe the window is closing. This is a good, great team. But let me ask you this. Do you think Kansas City's roster was better than theirs last year?
No.
No. So that's coaching. You have Andy Reid with a less impressive roster, but he got it done.
So let me, Big Smooth. So how would you answer this question? Why haven't the 49ers been able to break through the last 5 years?
I just told you, coaching.
Okay. Yeah, and I just wanted you to repeat it.
Signal calling. I'm going to say signal calling.
Mm. Okay.
Don't you hate it when it's right, we got to kick a field goal. Okay, you know in their mind, man, listen, everybody's thinking the same thing. Dude, this is Kansas City. We can't keep kicking these field goals. Yet, we did it. And toward the end of the game, you left too much time on the clock for Mahomes. And listen, we can keep ignoring this guy, Mahomes, but the only way you're going to beat him is to not have him on the field.
Thanks, Big Smoothie. Uh-huh. Appreciate it. Maybe I'll just ask that question. Why haven't the Niners been able to get it done in the last 5 years?
And go ahead.
When everybody thinks they have the best roster in football, and I guess it is the logical conclusion, Kyle Shanahan.
Well, our great friend of the program and station, Ernie Chavez, Steiny, Doobie winner last year, says it's Mahomes. Big Smoothie doesn't think it's Mahomes. Mm. And I would tell Ernie Chavez, because he's not by himself, and there are some Big Smoothies out there. It's a mixture for me, but I watched what I watched in those two Super Bowls, in those games. And the reason Mahomes was able to be great at the end is you didn't close the casket on him when you had the chance. And closing the casket means getting in the end zone and ending the Super Bowl, Steiny, or not taking three and going for seven. And maybe that's why we're seeing an ultra-aggressive Kyle Shanahan this year on fourth downs, because he's letting it all hang out, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Debo Samuel says, we've been the best team in football for 5 years. As a 49er fan, I'm just wondering, does that just not even resonate? It's just a player talking. Mm. Or do you believe him that we've had the best team the last 5 years? We just haven't broken through. Yeah. Okay. Well, then why? Then we got to ask the question why. Or is it just a player expressing confidence? 888-957-9570 is the number. And we've got Scott Osler coming up at noon today. Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle, one of the best writers to ever do it. Covered the Showtime Lakers back in the day. He's worked in L.A., worked in San Francisco, and is among the greatest columnists, period.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. And that segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.